It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Purim, who saved us. Look at Purim, you ask, you know, who saved the Jews? Haman was trying to destroy us, and somehow we were saved. Who saved the Jews? So you might think Mordechai and Esther saved the Jews. Or you might say, oh, what do you mean? God is hidden, but God saved the Jews. Let's look at this question, and I want to bring two sources to bear. One source is Rabbi Shmuel de Uzeda. He was a rabbi who lived after the expulsion from Spain, around Tzfat and other places. And he quotes a certain Rabbi Zecharia. So he says, what is this business that Mordechai said, come on, you've got to save the Jews? And she says, what do you mean? I can't go. I haven't been called for 30 days. I can't just show up. And he says, if you don't go, the Jews will be saved and you will be lost. So we look at ourselves and we say, okay, there's a debate here. Mordechai says, go save the Jews. And Esther says, well, you know, I can't do it. It's against the rules, the protocol. So it seems that Esther was not ready to save the Jews. So Rabbi Zecharia says, he asks the question, I don't understand, why didn't she sacrifice her life for Mordechai and all the Jews? So he says, no. Firstly, she didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't understand what she was saying. She was saying, look, so one level she was saying, look, we have to save the Jews, but there's a protocol. There's a certain way to do it. Also, she was saying something else. You, Mordechai, you think you have it all figured out. You know how this is going to work. Very simple. Esther has been chosen for this moment to save the Jews. So all she needs to do is knock on the door. Achashverosh. If someone's trying to kill the Jews, I'm Jewish, save me. But she knows it's not that simple. We need siyata d'shmaya. We need the help of God. And that's what she was trying to convey. He says, this idea you have, Mordechai, that's not going to save us. Don't depend on people. Cursed is someone who depends on people, only on people, as it says in Jeremiah. So instead, she says, no, I'm not going in. You are depending on yourself and your brilliant plan. No, it's not going to work. You have to depend on God. So he gives this whole speech. What do you mean? How could you do this? You have to save the Jews. And then she says, look, you don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you got to depend on God. Let's fast first. Everybody has to fast. And then we will be able to be victorious. That's source number one. It says that Esther said, don't rely on your brains. We have to rely on God. Similarly, Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah, Daf, Tes Vav Mabez 15b, asks a very interesting question. Why did Esther invite Achashverosh and Haman to her parties? She had two parties. She always invited Haman with him. Why? She doesn't need Haman. She needs Achashverosh so she can talk to him, butter him up, and save the Jews. She doesn't need Haman there. So some people say she does need him there so she can point to him, so she can have him readily accessible, so the king won't change his mind. All kinds of theories. There are two theories that I want to point out. One is, Ulay Yargisha Makom Yassel Ananes. You see, maybe God would sense that there's a crisis and he'll do us a miracle. You see, as long as Esther said, God, don't worry about it. I got this wrapped up. I get it. I was chosen to be queen. Jews are in trouble. I've got power. Talk to Achashverosh. It'll be no problem. She said to herself, no, that's not going to work. We can't just, you just depend on ourselves and our brilliant plan and my political power. That's not necessarily going to save the Jews. As a matter of fact, I'd like to give the impression that, in fact, I'm not doing it. I'm on Haman's side. I'm inviting Haman to the party. I'm not siding with the Jews. I'm on Haman's side. After all, I invite him to the party. So Rashi suggests that was her plan. She was trying to make God, almost trick God to think that she's not doing anything. Rashi has another interpretation that God will look down and say, really? A Jewish person had to invite Haman to a party? What kind of world is this? I've got to save these Jews. Second theory the rabbis put forward, they put forward almost 10 theories here, is Shlo Yomru Achot Lanu Veveit Hamelech. Esther didn't want people to say, oh, don't worry about it. Got this wrapped up. Haman's trying to kill all the Jews. It says right here in this big letter, don't worry about it. We got friends in high places. Nothing's going to happen. Esther will talk to the king. We'll solve the whole problem. So she says, no. I want everybody to know I'm inviting Haman to my party. Haman, are you on Haman's side? Are you trying to get applause at the Academy Awards? And you're going to tell him you're on Haman's side? Is that what you're doing? Oh, now we got to start worrying. Now we can't depend on what we think is the obvious plan that Esther will save the Jews. We've got to pray. And that's what she wanted, was that everyone would pray. The Medrash of Esther, gives a little bit of the prayers that Mordechai and Esther actually made. Mordechai says, look, it's not that I didn't want to bow down to Haman because I'm a haughty guy. I did it because I fear God. Save us from him. And then Esther says, look, I and the whole Jewish people were like orphans here. And I'm standing here at this window praying to you like Daniel. And I'm praying. I'm your poor servant. I'm an orphan. And please stand with this orphan. Esther was an orphan. Lost her parents at a young age. And I'm depending on you. Give me mercy in front of God. So we go back to the question. So who saved the Jews? Was it God or was it Esther? So you're in the book, you're sort of seduced into this notion that, well, Esther's such a brilliant strategist. She figured out how to work the court system and the court of the king and to save the Jews. Or maybe you're a Mordechai fan and you think that Mordechai saved the Jews. So it's always important to remember that no, even Esther wanted us to remember that ultimately it's God who saved the Jews. That if you just think you have it all worked out, you know how this is going to work, it doesn't work that way. In order to save the Jews, we need the hand of God. So is Esther's story of human intervention? Fundamentally, as the Reb Tzadok says, this is a story where the Jews save themselves. Because this is the beginning of the Second Temple period, where the Oral Torah is going to reign supreme, and the Oral Torah is all about human involvement. That's what Kimu Akiblu, the Jews, accepted on themselves a second time. First, at Sinai, they accepted the written law, and then at Shushan, the Jews accepted oral tradition, where Jews are more involved, and here Esther and Mordechai are involved in saving the Jewish people. It's all about human involvement. Or no, this book is not about human involvement. This book is about don't depend on what you think is the obvious plan. You know what you should do? You should pray to God. Fast for 3 days. That's what you need to do. No question about it. The Talmud on page 11, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tries to introduce the Megillah. You have it in the Medrash Rabbah also, that the rabbis would often introduce the Megillah with various verses from different places. So those verses indicate what the Megillah is all about. So Rabbi Yochanan, for instance, opened up the whole Megillah by saying, Zachar chasdov menetol ve Yisrael, Ruhu kolav seyarti yisholu kenu, that God remembered his kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all people of the earth saw the salvation of God. Esther is about the salvation of God, not the salvation of Mordechai and Esther. Also, Rav Matna, or Matana, says, Ki mi goy gadol shelo l'kim krovim elav, that this whole book is about, wow, how close we are to God. We could call out to God, fast for 3 days, call out to God, and God would allow the plan to proceed. When we think we have it all wrapped up, when we think that we've got it all under control because we've got AIPAC and we've got the big army and we have all these things, and we forget that it's prayer and tefillah, and that in addition to our human efforts help save us, then we are lost. We need to always remember that it's a combination. Prayers, Torah, tefillah, tzedakah, chesed, kindness, doing things that Jewish people are supposed to do, together with our human efforts, political, military, everything else that we do together, That's how we are victorious. That's how we can succeed. That's how a Jew approaches an issue. Who saved us? It's, of course, it's always God. The question is it, what about the human element? Is there an emphasis here on the human element? There's a story about how Mordechai and Esther saved the Jews. After all, God's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. So I think we need to remember that Esther herself said, no, tsumo alai. Yes, I'm going to take human action. I've got a great, brilliant plan. I know exactly how the court works. I know how Ahasuerus' brain works. But I don't rely just on that. Anochi, I'm relying on God, who is going to bring the Yeshua Elokeinu, God who will bring salvation of the people. In the end, it was God who saved the Jews on Purim. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for our producer. Thanks to Barney Karen Abbas for sponsoring this session once again in memory of Harry and Miriam Cooper. That's Karen's parents. A blessed memory, who are such vibrant and major leaders in our congregation. We thank them. And thanks for joining us, and have a Freilichim Purim, happy and great Purim.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.